Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
All right. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have another power player in the media world, specifically in the area of women and retirement. So welcome back, Cindy Hounsell. She is the president of WISER, the Women's Institute for a Secure Retirement, and the website, wiserwomen.org, just like it sounds, wiserwomen.org. Cindy, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you so much. I'm really happy to participate here.
Not as happy as I am. I love having you on because you're in the trenches, and I love that about trying to help people, and you're focusing especially on women, although a lot of what you have to say applies equally to men. You're in the trenches with your organization, and I want to share people a little bit about it, a not-for-profit organization, basically. And what you're doing is you're trying to improve opportunities for women to have a more secure retirement income, and as part of that, you're educating the public. And there's a lot of places we can go with our conversation. I know we've talked before, but I got your booklet, which I love it. Love, 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 love it. It is Financial Steps for Caregivers, What You Need to Know About Protecting Your Money and Retirement. And this is available from the website, Cindy. We can get this on wiserwomen.org. It's a free download, and I'm holding a paper copy. And for our listeners, it's just fantastic. A lot of great information. In fact, I'm going to get some from you, and we'll have them and maybe hand them out in our office because it's just...
Wow, that'd be great.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
Good.
So let's talk first about let's talk a little bit about, for our listeners that did not hear our previous show, you and I did, let's do a little bit of background for you because I think people help them understand where you're coming from with the work that you're doing. What prompted the start of this not-for-profit that you're running to educate women and to help them with the retirement planning?
Well, I about 40 years ago, I guess, I started working for a company that later, with great benefits, you know, pension, all the good things everybody would want.
All the goodies.
And then, you know, at some point they froze the pension benefit. And long story short, left the company, got another job, educated myself, and then when I came to Washington, what I kept hearing was that all these elderly women were poor as part of the work that I was doing. And so I said, what do you mean all these elderly women are poor? Yeah, they run out of money, you know, they this or that, they don't have 401ks, you know. So I'm thinking, well, maybe it'll be better for my generation, you know, I'm at the end of the boomer generation. And, you know, then I realized, well, I've had my pension frozen, so that's not going to help me very much. And I started looking into it, and I realized, you know, I'm going to be one of those women, and so pretty much as everybody I know. And so, you know, it became an opportunity to start giving information, and there weren't a lot of people doing this. And so, you know, that's what our sole focus is getting women information to plan for their retirement and
Excellent.
Take charge.
Excellent. I noticed on the website that there was you have opportunities for people if they want to get involved with chapters?
Well, we don't really have chapters, but what we do is we help people. We just started up something in Montana, and, you know, we've helped this young woman who says she wants to be me. I keep telling her, no, she needs to just be her, be more successful than I am. But she's doing free seminars as well, like on weekends in, you know, rural parts of Montana. And so that's how we help people.
Excellent. Well, I love it. I think it's great. I love what you're doing. I applaud it. And also let's not overlook, you know, your description of getting into this and your background is a little humble, Cindy. Cindy's also an attorney, and she has been quoted widely in the media and in publications. She's testified before Congress and has written many, many columns and articles and op-ed pieces on this subject, and also has done a lot of great work, and named in 2012 by Money Magazine as one of its 40 money heroes for helping women secure their financial future. So again, great work, Cindy. So,
well, thank you.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
Well, I know it's really good. I really applaud your work. Because, see, I'm seeing it also doing the work I do. And a thing I want our listeners to hear, especially the women, because that's, you know, hey, they're the ones we're talking about right now. is that no matter how much you have, there are still concerns. I've had people come in here, women come in my office, and they are very anxious and concerned about their money, and there are a lot of zeros involved. In other words, people sometimes think, oh, well, golly, if you got a lot of money, then this is easy. Or, you know, if I only had this or that. There's real fear about running out of money. And by the same token, or flip it over, there are people that don't have a lot, but that based on how they live their life, they're good and they're comfortable. And
exactly.
So it's about the planning and understanding where they need to be. But some of the statistics that you shared with me are just really good jarring, a good reminder of just how important and how dangerous it can be if a woman doesn't take the time to plan ahead and also to be involved in the finances.
Right. And a lot of the things that I'll be saying to you are backed up by research, so I won't be citing everything. But one of the reasons why, you know, I'm so glad we could talk about this is because exactly what you just said, people, and it's true for men and women, it's just for women it's much more dire, because if you're going to be living to 100 or 102, you know, the men do not live that long. There is not that, you know, that longevity. The National Institute of Health recently changed the definition of the oldest old, which was, you know, 85 plus. Now it's 90 plus, because there's such a large cohort of people, 90 and beyond. So I think it's the sheer numbers. I tell that, I speak to a lot of audiences. There are men there, and I say, I know you're all thinking, why women? Why women? But it's because there are just so many more women than men. You know, at age 65, there's 6 million more. And that's a lot, you know, and it continues all the way up to, you know, 90 and beyond. So I think women need to pay attention and take that first step, which many do not do, to figure out, well, how much money am I going to need? And where is this, you know, where is my money going to come from? And, you know, how am I going to live that's going to, you know, help fix this? And everybody's different, as you well know, because people walk in and you talk to people almost as much as I do, I think, you know, with different circumstances. So some people have their places paid for, you know, some people know they're getting income from, you know, some other investment. It's just different for everyone. And so there are ways to figure it out that make it work for you. And you're really the only one that knows how you want to do that with the help of people like yourself.
Well, I really am glad to have you talk with us, Cindy, because this is such an important area. And I'm holding your booklet. And again, people can get the Financial Steps for Caregivers right from your website. Download it, wiserwomen.org. And we're going to get a link on our site to your site, because this is great. You've got a budget worksheet. I love it. And it just lays out the different areas. Because a lot of times people, for you and I, it's second nature. You know, we know the budgets and how it works. But for a lot of people, they need to really sit down and have a guide to map it out. You know, I can do it with a blank sheet of paper, but it's good to have this to kind of lay it all out. And you can figure out where you are. And if your real world doesn't match your budget, or at least, and you need to go back and compare it from time to time, then, you know, there's something that's not working. You're going to have to figure that out. Because if you can't track where the money is going, then I've had people that have make a lot of money, but they can't track it. Then, you know, it creates a problem.
Right. You know, one of the reasons we started writing these stories and things for caregivers is that we've been hearing so many women, you know, really over the last two decades, who were taking care of, you know, parents or a sibling, or, you know, sometimes older children as well, but mainly, you know, in the older realm, and they were spending a lot of their time and their money taking care of the elder parent, and a lot of times there was, you know, other money there, or there would be money from that the siblings could contribute, but they didn't ask anyone. You know, they were probably in a whirlwind of, you know, working and then helping to take care and thinking, oh yeah, I just spent $60 at the, you know, at the pharmacy or at the, you know, at the store, and not, you know, that might be the money that they would have been able to save for their own retirement or, you know, replenishing. And so we heard so many of those stories where these women said, I wish I had heard this, because this is exactly what happened to me, you know, and they would tell these stories. And it's like, we try to tell women right away, you've got to talk to the people in your family, because you're the one that lives in the town or the city where you know, mom and dad are, or whoever the person, sometimes it's an aunt or anyone else, you've got to make sure that you're taken care of as well. And so that was the original purpose for, you know, helping people, like, learn where the resources are, too, because a lot of times there are resources right in your community that you don't even know about that can help you.
That's very good, Cindy. You know, one of the statistics that really jumped out at me from what you shared with me is, and again, I'll be candid with you, it surprised me a little bit. I didn't know it was, I didn't realize it was this high. 3 out of 5 women age 65 plus have incomes that don't cover their basic daily needs. That's staggering.
I know.
You know, being the advisor I am, I want to talk to those women and say, let's look at what's going on and what, because there are things that you can do. And that's what I want to speak to our listeners, Cindy, and I want you to back me up on this, that it's never too late.
Right.
It's never the wrong time to try to figure something out. Don't be ashamed. Don't be bashful. Just you can't turn a blind eye to this. There are ways to figure this out, and I'm not talking just about cutting expenses. I'm talking about, you know, looking for ways to get income and ways,
exactly.
You know, and solutions. If you're coming up on retirement and you go, I'm not sure how I'm going to do this, well, maybe you need to delay retirement.
Right.
Or what? Work part-time, right?
Exactly.
I mean, that's an option. They might need to refinance their house.
Right. And they also may need to, you know, sometimes you need to move. And, I mean, sometimes, you know, there's no way to make, you know, your current situation work. And the sooner you figure that out and take steps, and I'm going to tell a story of a woman that, and it's not where any of us wanted to be or where this woman thought she wanted to be either, but we've been doing some work on, you know, elder financial abuse. And so this woman was part of a group of women that came to several of these sessions to talk about how those issues were being taught to others. And she told her own story. Her son basically caused her to lose her home. And, you know, he lost his job during the economic downturn, borrowed money, you know, and the rest is kind of, you know, a story I don't need to share. But what happened was she lost her home. She ended up in senior housing. And she met some new friends, and she said, I can tell you that I was devastated. I thought I'd never recover. And she said, I think I'm the happiest I've ever been in my life. And she said, there were two women on either side of her. She said, these are both people that I've met who helped me out of my mess and helped me find this apartment. And she said, I've never been happier. And if you had asked me if I could have made lemonade out of all of this, I would have said no.
Yeah.
And the issue was that she did something about it when she saw what was happening. You know, because a lot of times people hide from
yes.
the shame
yes.
and think, you know, there's nothing I can do and
right.
I'm just going to wait till I lose my house. And, you know, so I think that's the most dire thing, I think, you know, that I'm sort of talking about as far as like losing pieces. But a lot of times, if you know you can't make it work, then there's something else you can do.
Right.
And it's deciding that you can take charge of that and, you know, making it work for you. And it may not be, you know, in your old neighborhood, you know, it may not even be in the same city.
Agreed. So. That's really the message that our listeners need to hear, is that you need to think outside the box a little bit, or reevaluate or consider things that maybe you hadn't considered before. And the other thing, Cindy, is that there's a lot of different opinions about what financial products or services people should have or should take advantage of. And I remind people as often as I can that financial services is full of spin. In fact, if the financial services community ever wanted to take over the politics, it wouldn't even be a fair fight.
Yeah.
Because there's so much spin by whoever's recommending or selling whatever, that can be a real challenge for people. So, and I like that you speak to that in the booklet, The Financial Steps for Caregivers. There's a whole section on different products that people can get some a little more informed perspective on. WiserWomen.org is a website. The guest, Cindy Hounsell, and we are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
When it comes to finding an advisor you can trust, are you unsure of the questions to ask? David Holland has written a book that can help, and it's called How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Scams. David has crammed his experience and insider knowledge about advisors and how they operate into this popular book. Visit Amazon.com to order your copy today. Or if you'd like to meet one-on-one with David to discuss your financial goals and concerns, he'll give you a free copy of his book when you meet. There's no cost or obligation. The number to call for your appointment with David is 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
Hey, we're back with Cindy Hounsell. Am I saying that right? Hounsell, right?
Yep.
Okay. Didn't want to mess it up. I didn't want to get in trouble.
Nope, it's perfect.
I didn't want to say it wrong and get in trouble with counsel with Hounsell. All right.
Yeah.
No, it's always good to double check. I want to come back to what right before the break there, Cindy. I touched on something I think is really important for people to do. And I know that you talk about this in the booklet that's available free of charge on the website, wiserwomen.org. Financial Steps for Caregivers is the use of different products or services. You mentioned about the home and maybe needing to get out of the home. One solution that can work for people, then again, everything depends on the person's situation. Just for example, is the reverse mortgage. And I know
right.
you've got a whole section talking about that and additional resources. And I've recommended this from time to time, depending on person's situation. But there are some that say, hey, it's not a good idea, or there's this or that. And that's just a great example of saying, well, wait a minute, let me talk to somebody who knows something about this. Let me read about it and let me get some advice on this. And then I'll figure out if it makes sense for me. And that's what I really like about your message is, let me see if whatever it is for me.
Right. And I think that's really important for people to know. I've had friends who've said to me, you know, what should I do about this?
And, right.
And I say, but I don't know what you have, and I don't want to know what you
right.
have. You know, you need to figure, I can point you in the right direction. I can help you find people that will help you. But, you know, you need to figure that out really for yourself, what's going to work for you. And sometimes there's only one answer, and that one answer can be a financial product that you might not have thought, well, I don't ever want to do that.
Exactly.
Well, but sometimes that might be the only thing that works for you, you know?
Amen. That's my message, and you just delivered it, Cindy. That's perfect. That's exactly the message I want people to get, because there's so much noise out there in the financial world. If you Google, and I could give you a list of things, okay, and you Google each of these things, you're going to get some of the results that come back will be negative and some will be positive. And, you know, it just depends. So for our listeners, don't let a passing comment or maybe something you heard. And the reverse mortgage is a great example, and that's why I'm using it, because with the reverse mortgage, for example, it has gone through some major changes in how after the 2008-2009 and we had Dodd-Frank, the
yep.
legislation, and we have a Consumer Financial Protection Bureau now.
Right.
And we've got all this. Now, the regulation, in fact, I not long ago, I got my loan originator license, so that if this is something I decide to do, we can do it. And the regulatory overlay is humongous now on reverse mortgage as well as just getting your mortgage license. I mean, they wanted to know who I have for a third grade teacher.
Yeah, I know. It's true. It's really true.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because anybody and their brother was involved with the mortgage business at the height of it.
Right. Right.
And I'm just using the reverse mortgage as an example
right.
of what people need to think outside the box or revisit some things. So, but there are solutions that people can look at. It might be, like we said, delaying retirement. But if you're already retired, maybe you pick up a part-time job. Maybe just sit down and talk with somebody that can provide some guidance.
Well, you know, one thing I wanted to mention, too, that I find, and I just had a large audience in the Midwest, you know, for a Midwest retirement system. So there were people from all over the state. And, you know, what I said to them is what I say to a lot of people. Look, you need to know the rules. What you often hear is somebody saying, oh, I think I have this and I think I have that, you know, from this job or that job, or, you know, I think I know about this. And then they're not finding out until, you know, 3 weeks before they think they're going to retire
right.
or they're going to take their Social Security and they're thinking, but they don't really know the ins and outs. And
right.
so one of the things that women get caught up, especially, and I say, you know, it's the same thing for men, but it's just that the men may have more money starting out than the women do, you know, because of lifetime of, you know, caregiving and lots
right,
of other.
Right.
So, you know, so your Medicare premium is subtracted from your Social Security payment.
Right.
People mainly do not think about that. I mean, there are some who do, but that's about 10% of the average benefit.
That's
right. I mean, if the average woman gets $1,000 a month from her Social Security, and she's taking, you know, her Medicare premium is say $104, $105, you know, whatever that happens to be for, say, next year even. That's a big chunk out of that.
But they haven't thought about that.
I mean, if they took 10% out of your paycheck, you'd want to know where it went.
I would notice.
Right? And how come I didn't plan for that? And so, you know, what I've heard from a lot of people, they say, well, I thought it was taken out during my working life, you know, when they take out that percent for Medicare. I didn't know that I'd have to pay again. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And these are the people, you know, these are people that just are not in that realm. Like, once you get, you know, a group of retirees together, they can tell you to the penny, you know, what's going on. But
right.
I'm talking about the planning stages. And so that's a big amount of money. That's, you know, $1,200 a year or more.
Well, and that's, you know, I've had people say, well, when do I start planning? I'll say yesterday. I mean, let's,
yep.
If you're, wait till you're, I've had people come in and I'm happy to work with them and help them, Cindy. They come in and they just retired and they say, okay, I just retired. I need you to now tell me how I'm going to make this lump of money last the rest of my life. I don't know how long I'm going to live. Here's the history of longevity in my family, but I don't know. And so let's make this work. I'm like, well, I am happy to help you, but ideally, let's have a conversation a year or 6 months or so before you, when you think you want to retire. And you know what? Sometimes I've given people some bad news and it didn't necessarily make me very popular, Cindy, but I've said, no, you can't retire yet.
Yep.
What do you mean? Well, you can't. I had another advisor tell me, well, I'm going to disagree and you just have to compare our list of credentials and decide who's right, okay? Because it reminds me of that scene in Castaway with Tom Hanks when he pushes back from the island on his makeshift raft with the wings and he's pulling away from the shore and he realizes that, oh boy, I'm not on shore anymore. And all he had to make it work was what was on that raft.
Right.
And if you don't have enough on the raft, you got a problem.
Right.
And there's no amount of financial wizardry that's going to fix not having enough. Now, there's things like we talked about earlier that we can do, but you got, it helps to plan that out.
Right, right.
All right.
Yep.
Well, I know you believe as strong as I do, Cindy. Cindy Hounsell, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest, wiserwomen.org, and a lot of stuff on there for wise men as well, right, Cindy?
Exactly.
Wiserwomen.org. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Since 1997, David Holland has built a solid reputation in our local community as an independent financial advisor. Just as important, Holland Financial's professional team has grown to include 3 experienced certified financial planners, a tax accountant, an attorney, 3 chartered financial consultants, accredited asset management specialist, and certified annuity specialist. Our attentive and professional staff gives prompt and accurate service to our 300-plus clients. If you're looking for financial advice you can count on today and for many years to come, call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us online at planstronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And welcome back. Cindy Hounsell is our guest, president of Wiser, the Women's Institute for a Secure Retirement. Wiserwomen.org is a website, and that booklet that I have been mentioning, and I'm only pounding it, listeners, because it's so good. Financial Steps for Caregivers, What You Need to Know About Protecting Your Money in Retirement. And understand this, and Cindy and I have been talking about this, is caregivers, there are 66 million people in the United States that provide unpaid care to a relative or friend, and a lot of them are women.
Exactly.
Wow. My wife would probably.
And many of them also, you know, one of the main reasons that people cite for leaving jobs early and, you know, having retired before they really wanted to or being, you know, sort of dependent on taking Social Security is because of the caregiving issues.
And here's what's ironic. I mean, you know, that's a huge personal, emotional need that needs to be fulfilled. But the cost, I read the study you referenced that lost wages, Social Security benefits, and pensions for caregivers, I think this is probably an average, $303,000?
Yep.
Holy smokes.
Yep.
Wow.
And as I say, it's, you know, it's been studied from every angle, so it's pretty clear that's, you know, it's a big, big problem for women especially. And you know, more men, you know, one of the issues in the caregiver world for a long time, because the issue had never really sort of risen to the extent that it should have, where people, you know, start paying attention to all of these parts of it and how it was affecting, you know, people's retirement, you know, women, men. But one of the issues is that, you know, there are like criteria, you know, about am I a caregiver? And a friend of mine said to me, he said, well, that's kind of, you know, how could you be one and not know it? And he said, what are those things? So I went over a few of them, and I said, well, you know, the number of hours you take, you know, care of someone else, you leave your job early, you do all these things. Well, it turns out that his wife had cancer for a long time, and he was a caregiver. So he said, well, I see there, people are as dumb as I am, you know, they don't even know that they're doing this when they are, you know.
Yeah.
And so I think that's what's happened to a lot of women, and that, you know, also has affected their retirement, both in the past and in the future. And there's a lot more help today because I think a lot of communities have, you know, resources, and even the federal government has the elder care locator, where a lot of times, you know, for an elderly person, especially, you know, in various states when family, you know, family is not available, where you can find help with caring for that person.
That's
so it's important,
yeah, that's excellent,
to know the resources.
Yeah, know the resources, know what's available. You know, take advantage of options you have before you have to leave a job or cut your hours.
Right.
You know, look for ways to make adjustments that way.
Right, because a lot of times people are giving up other benefits that they're not even thinking about. You know, disability benefits, you know,
oh, yeah,
other types of health coverage. Because they think they have no other choice.
Well, I tell you what choice they've got, Cindy, and we're going to stress this to them one last time. Financial Steps for Caregivers, what you need to know about protecting your money in retirement. Free download right on the website, wiserwomen.org, and a lot of other good stuff there. And we'll link your site to ours, and we'll definitely invite you back, Cindy, because you and I know we only scratched the surface. There's a lot of other things that you and I need to talk about and help our listeners with these issues and how to plan a stronger future.
Great. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, you're very welcome, Cindy. Very, very glad to have you on the program.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.